We had the kind of the little star of the show there. I mean, it was a nice first 35 minutes. I thought you guys were really on top of it for 35 minutes, and then you kind of relied on Evan Gardner for the final 25 to keep you and get you a point in the game. But I think for the most part, you have to be pleased because after two practices, we saw some really good things out of the group tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you were there on Friday.
Yes.
It didn't look like that on Friday, so nope. There's definitely some positives we can take out of tonight. Yes, Evan Gardner was phenomenal for us tonight. Made some huge saves to, keep us in the lead for as long as he could. And then we were weathering the storm. But, you know, I was very happy, Les, honestly, with the improvements that we've made in just two practices and some video sessions. So this is a work in progress. Five new guys in a lineup is not easy. So we're going to continue to work at it. It was a step in the right direction. We're taking our lessons and the positives from this, and we're going to move on.
The new guys, let's go through them if you don't mind. I mean, Frank Day, let's start with him. What did you like? What did you see out of him tonight?
Well, you mentioned it just now. You know, the physicality, obviously, the fight is what it is. If that's something he wants to bring to the table, that's great. We'll take it. And then the presence and the domination in the face-off circle. Like, that's something we haven't had here for a long time. Someone that you can rely on to go out and win draws, and we're able to put, you know, we have a strong lefty now in him. And Hudson Kibolate was good in the face-off circle tonight as well, so we have a lefty and a righty that are able to win draws, and so we have something to work with there. So it's nice to have a big, strong centerman in Frank.
And Hayden Harsanyi continues to be productive.
Yeah, Hayden had another strong game. You know, you notice his speed right away, his offensive prowess. He's made some great plays, and so, I mean, he's only 17 years old too, right? So you can't forget that. This team is much younger than we've been in the past, but there's a lot to look forward to here, and these guys are going to get better and better every game.
And I'll lump in Hunter Lang and Kasdan Matthews together because I thought both were more comfortable tonight in what they were doing than what they were back on the road.
Yeah, I thought they both had their best game so far in Bladen's uniforms, and so that's good to see. There's some chemistry forming in the lines. Again, it's two practices and now a game, so this is going to take time, so I have to be patient. We all have to be patient with this group, allow them to form that chemistry, or allow them to find that bond as a team, but it will come. And again, we keep taking steps like this, and we keep being competitive in these games and giving ourselves a chance to win. I mean, what else can you ask for as a coach of a really young team that's got a bright future?
Right.
Yeah, and we've had you up here enough where you've kind of come up and said we had to wait to get punched in the mouth or wait to get scored on to really get into the game. But with guys like Day and Lang specifically, just having their size, and it's not like that they're going and running over guys every shift, just having their size and kind of down low play seems to really be a momentum grabber for you guys.
Yeah, and I go out and watch almost every warm-up before the game, right? And so there's been many times where I look at our side and I'm like, oh, wow, we're pretty small. And they look across and they're like, wow, they got some big bodies over there. That looks like a pro hockey team. When I was out watching warm-ups today, I was like, wow, looking at us, like, we look like a pro hockey team. We have some guys that have some size now. And so that's fun. You know, it's different than what we've been used to the last couple of years. I like that we have the size and the strength and a little bit of maybe intimidation factor, especially if Frank wants to keep dropping the gloves and feeding guys their lunch like he did tonight. So it's a different look team, but it's a good group. It's a good group of guys, and like I said, we're going to continue to get better every single day.
And I'm not going to ask about the third period. You mentioned the new guys in practice, but take you back to your playing days. You spent some time in Portland. Just, you know, that's an organization that every single year they make these long playoff runs. Just maybe take us back to your time there. And I know that I think their coach maybe coached you back in the day too.
Yeah, I mean, their organization has done a phenomenal job, you know, rolling out good teams year after year. And so it's they're one of the top organizations in the league. They have been for a long time. And then so their head coach, who's only 43 years old, he's young-ish, I guess, if 43 is young. His first year coaching was my last year playing in Portland. So he buddy's happy. Something happened.
He's an Oilers fan.
Oilers scored. Wow, there you go.
He's an Oilers fan. You have to excuse him.
Yeah, so it's funny, the hockey world's small. You know, he's made his way around, and he's now back coaching in Portland, his first year as head coach. So it's pretty neat to be able to, 22 years later to, 21 years later, to be able to coach against each other. It's pretty special. I was just talking to him. That's why I was late getting up here.
That's all right. No, you're fine. you're fine. We can always find a way to BS our way through things until you get here.
Yeah.
And I still have to go through the out-of-town scoreboard once we get that, and probably punt his night into oblivion. But anyway, yeah, so again, lots more positive than negative to look at as you head forward with five of your next six games in this building.
I think so. I mean, like, let's be honest. Are we happy about blowing a two-goal lead with 5 minutes left to go in the third period? No. So we have to look at that. We have to, you know, dissect that and find out where what we did wrong, and so make those fixes. But did we do a lot of things tonight really well, Les? Yes, we did.
Absolutely.
And it's a step in the right direction. We have to continue to be positive with this group. We have to continue to learn. We have to continue to improve. We have to continue to push, and that's what we're going to do.
Good. Thanks for this.
Thanks, buddy.
Look forward to Friday night against Red Deer.
Yep.
Head coach Dan DeSilva, the Saskatoon Blades.